It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Businesses like stores and restaurants represent about 20% of all COVID-19 outbreaks in Colorado, but customers are rarely informed of potential exposure. Lindsay Fent reports.
According to the State Health Department, as many as 21 employees at a Topgolf in Thornton may have COVID-19, but it has not posted a warning on its website. This is typical in Colorado, where businesses are not required to notify the public of an outbreak or keep contact information for customers. The health department has identified 119 outbreaks in restaurants, stores, and entertainment venues since the beginning of the pandemic. It has only traced contacts to customers in two of those outbreaks. Other outbreaks this week included two schools and a college, five offices, and a tanning salon. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Health officials in Denver are pushing for more awareness of mental health concerns right now. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The health department says the city's suicide rate has risen in the past several years. As of last week, Denver had recorded 103 confirmed deaths by suicide this year, down slightly from the same time last year. Nearly half were in people between 25 and 44, and the vast majority were men. Experts say the past few months, with the pandemic and its economic impact, have taken a toll on mental health. Average monthly calls and texts to crisis hotlines are up 30% since the pandemic began. For help, you can call the crisis hotline at 1-844-493-8255, or you can text TALK to 38255. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The pandemic has furloughed the dancers with the Colorado Ballet. The company has also reduced staff salaries across all departments. The ballet had already canceled the rest of its 2020 season because of the pandemic. Artistic director Gil Boggs says the move to offset lost revenues has been painful.
But we need to preserve our reserves as best as possible so that we can keep this organization alive, so that when we come out of this, we can keep our employees here and working.
Colorado Ballet plans to resume performances next year. Metro temperatures are staying cooler today and then getting warmer for the weekend. Mid-80s this afternoon around Denver, Colorado Springs, and in Pueblo. Highs above 90 tomorrow. Close to 90 today in Grand Junction, and getting warmer over the next few days. This is CPR News.